Let's do it.
All right, let's do this. Oh, my little Tears for Fear stager. Hi, everybody.
Hi, Christian.
We're going to talk about Disturbed Sound of Silence later, but let's get to some real music right now. And I've never been a fan of this band, but I have started to really appreciate them. Some other people already know who they are. Mike, give us the goods.
What?
Yeah, I know.
Late to this party, huh? Mm-hmm.
Very late.
You need cooling, baby, I'm not fooling. I'm gonna send you back to school. Way down inside, honey, you need it. I'm gonna give you my love. I'm gonna give you my
And I think the reason that I'm not a fan of them is when I came over from England in high school, the Zeppelin weren't really that big a deal because we were going through, you know, the new wave thing that was happening. So I didn't really get raised on them, and all of the burnouts and jocks liked Zeppelin in high school, and I didn't like them, you know? So it was like instantly I had no reason to have anything to do with them. But working here, I've started to appreciate that they might have actually known what they were doing. So let's start with... a guy on the Skins who is relentless, Mr. John Bonham. You might want to turn this up. This is insane.
And as a drummer, you're a drummer, this is impressive.
It's incredible. This groove is crazy. I mean, you can't not bounce with me, bounce with me.
Can I ask a layman's question?
Please.
Is it actually difficult to play, or you just like the style in which he plays it?
His groove is insane.
Yeah.
That pocket is. All right, so here's. So we'll just let this little bit go. When he comes back in, Bonham is so worked up as to what he's doing, he's howling behind the drum set, and you can actually hear it. It's awesome. So when we come out of this little bit where you smoke weed and prepare for the chorus to come back. Ready? Dude is feeling. I mean, come on, man. He's so in it that he's literally like yelling at how awesome he is. Craziness.
Yes! Christian, I've seen lists, and it always seems that John Bonham is on the top.
Mm-hmm.
Of every list of drummers.
Yeah, no, he's foundational, without a doubt. Like, his swagger is insane. His groove is... It's just... It's a combination of everything. He's like Ringo, like, you know, there's a technical thing that you're like, man, it's not the most technical player, but it doesn't matter because it's all soul. Mm. So there's a percussion track that he also played. I didn't realize that he was also a little bit of a bongo man. So here's Bonzo on the bongos. Or tablas, whatever they went with. A bunch of YouTube comments for some train spotters like, I can't believe you didn't know that they were tablas. Why is he talking?
I love this. I had no idea this was in this song.
I'll loop it out for you, Jackie.
Thank you.
Drive around in your Kia with this playing.
Yes. Wow.
Right?
Who knew?
I didn't realize this was in that song.
Yeah. The belly dancing. All right, so obviously the rhythm section of this band is vital. Everyone in this band is a monster. So let's listen to JPJ playing some bass. was riffing along, and then what's really cool is at the same point when we heard earlier where Bonzo is playing the hi-hats and the tabla stuff is happening, he's doing this on the bass. Great marijuana back then. Really good stuff. Such a cool choice to double the guitar part with the... All right, so let's put them both together. Listen to this engine room. Is just so good. Alright, so obviously if you're talking the Zeppers, you're talking about one of the sickest guitar players ever in the history of the universe, who of course was a massive studio guy from like the age of 14 or whatever it was until he starts the Zepps with the lads. So this is the first track of Jimmy Page's guitar work, which everyone sort of knows. That's the mics on the guitar amp actually picking up Bonzo. The fact that everyone... This is awesome.
What was that?
Sorry.
Ridiculous.
Is that a boat?
It's a dolphin. Just track one. So there's another bunch of guitar happening, which is even crazier. We're going to let this in its entirety because that's why I needed the 20 minutes, because we need to get this and the vocal in. So check this out. That's his headphone feed. That is loud. Here you guys. And people wonder why the Edge was in the It Might Get Loud movie. This is why. Because this is the Edge. Song while it's playing.
Sounds like the Indy 500.
Yeah, it's crazy. Man, 1969? Really? That's absurd. Now when you hear it, like the song together, you're gonna go, I had no clue that he's doing all that. All right, so let's get to the vocals. We're just gonna let this play out because this is just absolutely beautiful. So, Robert, show us how it's
you
done.
You need cool air, baby, I'm not fooling. I'm gonna send you back to school air. Way down inside, honey, you need it. I'm gonna give you my love. I'm gonna give you my love. Oh, want a whole lot of love? 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 You've been learning, baby, I've been learning. All them good times, baby, baby, I've been yearning. Way, way down inside, honey, you need us. I'm gonna give you my love. I'm gonna give you my love. Oh, want a whole lot of love? 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 I don't want much. Just a little bit. Just a little bit. Just a little bit.
When's he gonna sneeze?
It's the worst. What?
Lord! La, 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 la. Oh, my, my, my. You've been cooling. Baby, I've been drooling. All the good time, baby, I've been misusing. Way, way down inside, I'm gonna give you my love. I'm gonna give you every inch of my love. I'm gonna give you my love. Yeah. All right, let's go.
Want a whole lot of love.
So they're inventing that.
Want a whole lot of love.
Nobody's done that prior
Wanna
or since. Amazing. And I never had appreciation for it, so I want to thank the sound for getting me to like Led Zeppelin.
Nice.
So there you have it. I'm going to dedicate that to my boy Mike Posey, who's listening right now and his head's exploding.
Way down inside, woman, you need Lord, yeah! My
Oh man. All right, anyway, April 9th I'm gonna be doing another breakdown at
which is sold out, by
sold
the way.
Out, Swing House, and then there's a new one set up for May, so keep listening to the sound for details and when the tickets are gonna be available.